sometime 8th of October of 2011, there was a spill of location 6, the Obibo North Ogali site of Shell. Now that is in Eneme Axis. And the matter was reported, and the sheriff came in with the team, and they did the report on the 11th, like 2 days after the incident. Now, the community went to the court and sued for damage. The matter went against Shell from the Court of Appeal. Shell went for impact assessment, and the Shell report claimed that the spill was actually not impacted on people's land or community land, but the community insisted that the spill went across to people's land, as the case may be.
Shell is insisting that it is not directly involved. It is claiming that a subsidiary should be held responsible and not the company itself.
Shell itself did evaluation. I have it. And it was even Shell that made the report and gave all the data that I'm giving to you now. So there's no way Shell will say it is a subsidiary. It was location 6, a Shell facility. So the issue of whether a subsidiary is out of way, what Shell should do is to review its corporate relations unit. It is not just getting reports from site. How do you get feedback? How do you get yourself back to communities? So this thing will be addressed before, you know, it go into litigation.
This case is being pursued by the community and not by the Nigerian government. Do you think this would affect the outcome in any way?
Now, every man, every community has a right to file a suit, especially when his right is being affected. It doesn't mean that government need to get involved. My point is that Shell corporate relations outfits are not doing well to address some of these cases before they get to the court. It's due negligence. So these things could be settled out of court through ADRO.
Recently, the federal government announced that it wants to engage communities to restart some oil wells or even further exploration in these particular areas in the Ogoni communities. Do you think this latest incident will put a chill and would even make it more difficult for some communities to sign an agreement with the federal government to resume oil exploration?
I do not think so. The government under President Tinubu decided to maybe look at the issues that are lingered between the federal government and the Ogoni community. And what the president actually wanted was to have a broader dialogue system between Ogoni communities and government. Now, share exploration is a part of the discourse, but it's not actually the main thrust of a discussion. So that's why the communities were asked when they were invited by government to go home and reach out to every actor in their communities and discuss way forward of how government and the communities can be in one accord so that economic life of these communities can start.